MNN Sports. I'm Kevin Faulness. The Minnesota Twins fell on hard times yesterday in Detroit.
Twins down 3-0. Crowd on its feet. Jeffers lines a ball towards short, and it's going to be caught off a big skipping hop by Baez. He throws to first base, and the ball game is over. A 1-2-3 ninth inning for Will Vest. He saves his 13th, and he saves it for Tarik Skubal, who joins Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer as the only Tigers ever to win 10 straight decisions within a single season.
Twins radio the final call. Skubal strikes out 13 in a 3-0 win over Minnesota. The Twins are off today. The Lynx squashed the Sun yesterday, 102-63. They now prepare for the WNBA's Commissioner Cup Championship game.
I think it's going to feel like a playoff game. I'm sure it's going to be sold out just based on, you know, who we're playing, what we're playing for. So I think it's going to be really fun. Whenever we have our fans here, they show for us every game, and especially like in that kind of environment, it's really, I mean, it's amazing. It's like electrifying to be a part of. So I am expecting nothing less for Tuesday.
That's Nafisa Collier. They'll face Indiana on Tuesday night at Target Center. The Wild opened their development camp today in St. Paul. They added 5 new faces through the draft over the weekend, including their second round pick.
With the 20th pick in the second round of the 2025 NHL draft, Minnesota Wild selected Theodore Hallqvist from Örebro of the Swedish Junior League.
It's very exciting. I mean, Jonas Brodin, for example, is someone I look at a lot. I think we're pretty similar in our games, and I love to watch him, so yeah.
Theodore Hallqvist, much like Jonas Brodin, a Swedish defenseman, Wild take him 52nd overall. The Timberwolves also got work done this weekend. They signed both Naz Reid and Julius Randle to contract extensions. Free agency opens today in the NBA. Kevin Faulness, MNN Sports.